choose to be sexually intimate? Am I pressured? According to the book I read, there are 13 reasons. 1. Sexual attraction. 2. Societal and media pressure. 3. Peer pressure. 4. Pressure from a partner. 5. The desire to be normal. 6. Parental example and permissiveness. 7. The wrong kind of sex education. 8. Mistaken beliefs. 9. Don't know what else to do. 10. Drinking and drugs. 11. Low self-esteem. 12. Loneliness. And 13. No good reasons to say no. There are many reasons why one chooses to be sexually active, and you may add your reasons to these listings. Apparently, I rather go with these basic reasons. I'm not saying it is easy to go away without it, but given a chance, I rather choose to be chaste. I could not blame you if you are active, but having many partners is quite an awful way of life. You can choose to be active inside marriage. I believe that anyone who is a Christian do believe that sex should be inside a marriage bond. You may have been sexually abused when you are young, but that does not give you the right or choice to continue that way. You are a child of God, and He does not want you to continue this life. You are not abandoned, and you are not alone to fight this fight. You only need to accept the one who created you and allow His mighty help for you to grow according to His norm of normal. Many have fallen short of God's love, but if you are willing to allow changes in your life, you must commit to it. It is not the end of everything, and this is not the end of your road. You may falter, yet you must find people to help you through it. All it takes is courage to live a life that God wants for you. The road is rough, yet He will give you the strength for you to take on the journey. Hang in there. He is there at the end of the journey. Maybe having vengeance is another way. But if you look at it, you are in the losing end. You may find satisfaction in doing it again and again. But for what reason? Having sex to someone is having to express your love in a way you call it making love. You not only hurt the other person you're giving that sexual intimate, but first and foremost, you are hurting yourself. You should not allow any kind of action to hurt you. Do you not love yourself? Do you not do anything that belittle yourself? There is a God who knows what you need. You only need to ask and call on Him. In joining a community, you must know that it is not a cult. It is a known community who believe in God. Do not join a community if you find yourself again in the same losing end. God wants a partner for you and not a community who allows partners. Remember, no one can put you to a situation that you do not allow. If you have a commitment to yourself to be better, you must take